Pharmaceutical drugs, sports, and dino snossages on the stomp. Well, greetings all. Greetings, greetings from me, Roy, in your Tampa Bay Sports Second. Again, I'm Roy. I always mix it up. I always, you know, I said I am Roy, and then I do the opening, then I have to come back and say with Roy and who you are, who I am. Yes, I am here, queer, and forget about it. I'm just chilling. Not too much news here today, so it may be a short one. I'm still worn out from that marathon I put on last week. Am I right? You guys are probably still a little hangover, marathon hangover. Let me toss back my blood pressure medicine, getting fucked up on some Linzapril here. Linzapril and allergy medications. I'm a fucking mess. Is it okay that you're throwing it back with a Foster's? Foster's Australian for beer. That's a guy from Boston. I don't know why he's talking about it. Speaking of that, why don't I just talk about let me just get this out of the way. New Zealand crushing it in the fucking ICC Cricket World Cup. I imagine that stands for International Cricket Cup, possibly. I know Australia. That's Foster's, even though they hate that beer. That's like the Budweiser, the Skudweiser. You got in the League B. You got New Zealand with 4 points, Australia with two. They've won all their matches. Bangladesh won their only match in League B. You got India, South Africa, and Ireland winning their matches. So that it doesn't involve us. It doesn't even involve America. But I figure I got to touch on it. It's international. You know, it's worldwide. We're all rooting for them. It's a fucked up game. I watched a little thing on the TV about it the other week. Little cartoons really broke it down for you. But I had no idea. There's some fucking dominoes on top of little pieces of wood. And if those get hit by the pitcher, those are points if the guy can run there and back. I don't know, it's a fucking ridiculous game. It's a fucking ridiculous game. It looks awesome. It looks awesome. I don't know what a home run is. You know, there's a home run. I realize baseball is basically based off of it, but like, I feel like Americans took it. They were like, we're not going to do all that bullshit. Why don't we just throw a ball and hit it? You know, if you can get to this base, you're safe. And when you get back here, you know, that's a run. I don't know. We just kind of took the meat of it. You know, we took the meat. We left the fucking potatoes. We left those. You keep the fucking potatoes. We don't need any of the starches. I'm watching my carb intake. I just need the protein, the fat and the protein. That's what you want, even though you cut off the fat. I understand. Fuck off. Okay. Let me jump in with the NHL, the Nang there, baby. They're doing is it West Coast? Is that considered Phoenix in Colorado? We'll call it a West Coast trip. They got 5 games going on out there. They just finished a 3 game in California, beating the Sharks Sunday 2-1. Monday, losing to the Kings. They beat the Ducks 4-1 last night, I believe, or the night before. I apologize. They really put it to the Sharks and the Ducks 4-1 and had a close game there against the Kings on Monday. Couldn't pull it off, but I feel like coming out of that 2-1, not too bad, because seeing as though the Ducks and Kings are both very good teams. Ducks been slumping. They were having a good run. They got booed off the ice in the second period. Lightning put up 4 goals in that second period, and it was a quiet third. The Lightning go in Saturday against the Coyotes, Sunday against the Avs. They're back home next Friday against the Blackhawks, which will be a very good one. Saturday and Sunday, Coyotes and Avalanche, respectively. Those are both winnable. They really blew a couple of games where they could have pulled away. I feel like every week I say that. They blow a couple of games. And it just seems like when they lose, the fucking Habs or the Red Wings lose. So it's back and forth, and they're currently tied with the Canadiens first with 78 points. Right now, the Canadiens are facing up against the Panthers there. The Panthers, we don't talk about them much. Want to know why? Because they're not from Tampa Bay. But they're going against, the Habs and the Panthers. I almost said the Pats. I wish. They should just do that. Switch up, have football players play hockey. I don't think the owners would enjoy that. I think the end of the game is coming up here soon. It's a shootout here between the Panthers and Montreal. I'll probably have a little update. Let's pull for the Panthers. Obviously, they're from Sunrise. They play in Sunrise. Where's Sunrise? I'm making a fucking ruckus. There's a fracas going on over here. So, yeah, you want obviously want Florida to win. Florida team, why not? Why wouldn't you want them to win? But that'll keep the Lightning and Montreal neck and neck with 78 points, tied in first place. Let me jump on over to the ML Bizzle. That's still cool, right? Can you put Izzle at the end of anything? Is that still okay? Can I adjust the mic? Can I adjust the mic ever so slightly? Yes. Okay, those are some new drums. I got some new drums. They're right behind me so I can turn and smash them. We got the Rays Saturday, 21st. You got pitchers and catchers reporting to Port Charlotte, baby. Beautiful. Beautiful downtown Port Charlotte. Monday the 23rd will be the first workout for the pitchers and catchers for the Rays. Just working it, you know. I'd like to get to a game there. Quick thing right now. I need some people, some shout-outs. You shout out to me. Shout backs. Shout ats. I need some shout ats. What are your teams? Obviously, you know, we're Tampa Bay centric, but, I do sports, so I kind of try to cover what Tampa Bay is paying attention to, because you want to hear what you want to hear. I know, obviously, we got a lot of New York. Obviously, Christ, there's a friggin' field named after Steinbrenner. This is the Tampa's where the Yankees spring training is. So I may cover them a little bit once that season starts up. Same with the Bo Sox, obviously, because I enjoy them. And there's a lot of fans down here. Philly, Philadelphia Phillies there. Philadelphia Phillies. I think Phillies has to do with horses, but it just sounds like, Philadelphia Phillies. Like, I don't know. So yeah, I may cover them, but give me some other teams if you want me to talk about them. Follow them. I'll follow whatever you want. It's all about you. It's all about the people. God, I'm already jumping onto the NFL. Not even 10 minutes in. Joshy, old fat face. Have you seen Josh McCown's fucking head? Looks like a goddamn trapezoid. It's ridiculous. The guy's head, it's like flat on top, straight on the sides, and then it just fucking jets in. You got these fucking two diagonals for his fucking cheekbone, and then just fucking, it looks like a cartoon. It looks like fucking He-Man's head. Looks like He-Man's head. It's ridiculous. But he's not He-Man because he's not that good, because he's not with the team right now. He visited with the Bills this past week gone by. He did not leave with a contract, and I feel like he's the big name that's out there. He's still kind of young. Vic's going to be out there. No one's going to take him. I feel like he'll be a backup, but I feel like McCown has a chance to start somewhere. So I feel like he's working around. He's not just going to take the first contract that's thrown at him. He may go to the Bills. Who knows? Some other teams looking at him. Jets. Cards may look at him. That's about it. I don't think there's too many other teams. Oh, the Browns. Browns may look at him because old Johnny Football's there in a rehab facility for God knows what. I don't know. Is it boozing, partying too much? Get your shit together. Listen, yeah, I drink. I enjoy a beverage. Who doesn't? But if I'm playing football, you got to put it, especially when people call you Johnny Football, they don't call you Johnny Boozehead. You know, you gotta really buckle down, and do what you got to do. You got a chance to play in the NFL, man. You know, I feel like maybe he's taken a few steps in that direction. Not too many people can be Rob Gronkowski, where you can just go nuts and still win a Super Bowl and catch a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Am I right? Now to the draft. They've been saying Lovie Smith. I looked at some stuff with him. He's liking Jameis Winston. They keep saying he's the most NFL-ready quarterback, which I don't know what that means. I guess his playing ability, from what they've seen, translates well in the NFL. I don't know what that is. He's playing with fucking 19, 20, 21-year-olds. I don't know what that says about him playing against fucking 25 to 35-year-olds who have played football for basically 20 fucking two, almost three decades. You know, I don't know what, I don't understand what that means. And they've said that about quarterbacks in the past. NFL ready, this and that. It hasn't panned out. I think at this point, I'm okay with either of them. Either of them meaning Jameis Winston or Marcus DeMarco. Mariota there. And they will have, they'll be doing their interviews with them at their respective colleges, Oregon and Oregon and Florida State, excuse me. And then at one Buccaneers place down there off of Dale Mabry. Mabry, as my GPS says, Mabry, which kind of makes a little more sense than Mabry. But what can you do? There's someone else I'd like them to take a look at, which is a receiver, Nelson Aguilar. I can't say his name, so obviously I've been thinking about this for a while. Receiver out of, I believe, USC. He's a Tampa native. Why? That wouldn't hurt. Get a little fucking blood here. A little fucking native blood here. Why the hell not? Get him in there. If you can get another one, you got Evans Jackson still up. Who knows if they're going to fucking trade him. I hope they don't, but who knows. But you're going to need another big guy. And then they got Safarian Jenkins there at tight end, which, I mean, he's good. He's a good guy. You want them big bodies, big hot bodies. That's what they keep saying. That's all I keep hearing on the networks I watch, big hot bodies. That's all I'm hearing. When I watch the Logo Network, all I'm hearing is big hot bodies. You want those big hot bodies. So we'll see what pans out. Combine is happening. I don't know. There's so many fucking dates for the combine. You got quarterbacks, receivers reporting one day. You got running backs and tight ends. You got fucking guards and tackles. Fucking, I don't know. It's a mess, but NFL Network, you can go there, and that's going to be everything that you need for the combine, because they need to talk about something. They need to talk about something, which is why everything is just like, well, this guy could be good. He could be good. Yeah, anything could happen. I could shit my pants right now, and then I could swear and curse and say awful things about everyone. This could magically get uploaded online immediately, and everyone would hear it. Anything is possible. Ooh, is there a rap song where they yell, anything is possible? Anything is not possible. Like, if you can think of it, like, if you can imagine something, it might not be possible. Just keep that in mind, kids. If you can dream it, it might not happen. You may be, you may just work at an auto shop. You know, you just may work at an auto shop the rest of your life. You may fucking work on carburetors, just oil changes. You know, a 15-minute Jiffy Lube. That may be what you're going to do. I don't know. Anything's possible. Exactly. You got to keep that in mind. Yeah, you could be, a fucking MVP of the NFL, but you could also be a plumber. Just keep that in mind. You know, anything's possible. Thank God. Oh, okay. Come on, at least take some responsibility for waking up at 4:30 a.m., eating your PB&J, and going on a run and lifting, and all the training that you put in. Give yourself some credit, at least a little bit, please, please. Please. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you right now. I pretty much lost about 20 minutes there. There was some bad recording. It's just what happens. I believe what I talked about was I could have left it, but it didn't sound good. It didn't sound good. And what we're here at Only in Tampa Bay, we're all about quality. Not quantity, quality. Okay. Quality of the, you know, the writing may sound nice and the, you know, the audio may sound okay, but the content I can't speak to, but I want it to sound nice. So Orlando City Magic, not Magic, Orlando City Lions. I'm sorry. That's dumb. They'll be starting, kicking off their inaugural season there at the Citrus Bowl, son, in Orlando. On, I believe, March 8th, which sadly coincides with the Gasparilla Music Festival. Luckily, you have Modest Mouse playing Saturday night, so you can go and see them and still make the Sunday game at 5 and be able to see the Orlando City Lions take on New York City Football Club. I don't know what their thing is. I don't know what their fucking name is. Who cares? I think it's their inaugural season as well. They're playing in the same division conference, whatever you want to call it. And I already read this article where it said rivals. How could they be fucking rivals? They've never fucking played. How are they fucking rivals? Just because you're in the same fucking conference doesn't mean you're rivals. What the fuck is that? Okay. New York, Boston, yeah, that there's a thing there. Tampa, Sox, yeah, there's a thing there because we fucking Pedro Martinez tossed that guy's, I don't want to say anything bad about him because he's dead now, but tossed his big bald head onto the ground. So what can you fucking do? Shit happens. But you can't just because, you know, it's happens to be in the same fucking division in conference. You can't just automatically put rivals on it. It just doesn't fucking work that way. You need a long stint. Give it a little about, unless something terrible happens in that first game, you need to give it about, you need to give it about 5 years. Unless something within those 5 years, something awful happens between those two teams, someone gets booted in the head and his head comes off and it goes in the goal and they call it a goal and you don't call that off. And people are like, that was his head. His head went in the fucking goal. It wasn't the ball. And there's two balls on the field and they're still kicking around the guy's head. Rodriguez's head fucking still kicked around. You can't call it a rivalry. So don't fucking go there. Don't try to stir things up just to get people there whenever they come, okay? Don't start that bullshit. Okay, they tried doing it with the Red Sox and the Rays early on. I wasn't fucking buying it. And they're blowing the fucking Yankees and Red Sox thing too far. It's like, fucking Red Sox beat them. That's it. Didn't need any more. Okay? Take it. Shut your mouths. I would like to be there for that game. I think it'd be cool. They have sold a lot of tickets. It's at this point, they've sold about more than 40,000 tickets for the opener, and they want to fill. They want to fill the Citrus Bowl. Get more than 60,000 on that opening day. They've reached 12,000 on the season ticket mark that they put, which is really good. Really good. And they want to kind of keep that low because in 2016 they are opening a new stadium, capacity of about 20,000, which that's easily, they'll hit that easily. And if they can hit, if they can hit 40,000, I'm sorry, they've already hit 40,000, but if they can hit 60, that's going to be a hot fucking time, which is why I would like to go. They were at this point 2000 season ticket shy of the goal that they wanted to, which they got 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks remaining. They'll find some fucking son of a bitch that'll go there. So that's why they want to keep it kind of low, their mark, because when they switch to that the 20,000 seat stadium, that's an easy fill. 20,000, that's an easy fill. If it's a decent team, if they shit the bed. There's always that thing where, you know, you get a new team in there, everyone wants to go see them. And then, you know, kind of that novelty wears off. So we'll see what happens, seeing as though it's soccer. We'll see what happens if that keeps going. You know, I'm not fucking calling them out yet, you know. You don't want to do that. So, as I said, I just recorded 25 fucking extra minutes, 20-25. It got cut, and I don't remember what it was. How about this fucking cold streak here? Jeez. Imagine playing out in this. Playing some soccer. Actually, I can. I used to. And that's the thing, coming from up north, everyone's like, you should feel right at home. This should be fine. Why are you cold? Well, I don't know why, because when it was fucking 30 degrees out, I had a fucking jacket on, fucko. Now, I have a fucking flannel. I got a t-shirt on and a flannel with rolled up sleeves. That's why I'm fucking cold. Okay? Oh, you should be right. No, I'm not right at fucking home, because I don't have a fucking huge goddamn jacket on, jerky. The fucking, why do you automatically, you know, you should be in shorts. No, motherfucker, it's 30 degrees. It's fucking below freezing, fuck. What are you, stupid? Does that not translate? I'm not dressed the way that I would be if I lived in a climate where it was supposed to be below fucking freezing. You jerk off. You don't fucking, I've had people say it to me. And I'm trying to keep it together. I've kept it together okay. Not yelling at anyone. I'm just fucking yelling about it. But not at any, and not at anyone specific. Just yelling about the situation. It's fucking stupid. Okay? Oh, you should love this. No, I don't fucking love it. I bitched about it when I was up there. And they're still bitching about it up there too. Oh, for God's sake. Okay. I'm done. There's nothing to bitch about. Oh, there's not much news. They're still going on about the deflated balls. Some fucko for the NFL handed off a ball to some Patriots guy, and the Patriots guy gave it to the ref, and it wasn't right. And now some guy for the NFL, he's fucking trying to sell the balls. I don't know. And then the GM for the Colts is saying, we reported this, you know, a week before, because we wanted a fair game. Well, guess what? In the second quarter, they fucking blew you out. You lost anyways. And then they fucking won in the Super Bowl with balls that were completely fine against apparently the best defense ever. It is what it is, okay? They fucking won. People are still going to bitch. They're still going to complain. They shouldn't have won. It should have been Baltimore and fucking the Colts and, oh, that would have been great because the Colts used to be in Baltimore. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck off. Okay, fuck off. You're all a bunch of twats. All of you. Okay, I'm getting mean. Yeah, it's late. Jurassic Park's on. I want to go watch it. So, everyone, as always, Tampa Bay, and everyone. I know I did say everyone and then went to Tampa Bay, but everyone, be good. Be good to everyone. Unless it's like some cocksucker. Unless it's some piece of shit. You don't gotta be civil to them. But don't be good to them. Be civil. Go Rays. Go Lightning. Go Bucks. Let's get it. Be good, Tampa Bay. Take it easy. Stop. Stop.